Well, Tom Evans, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, he does such a great job with Captain Kim Bombay's on the hit show you hear on Saturday mornings at 11 called The Captain's Brief. Incredible background as well, military-wise. And also part of our round table discussion in which he received an MVP award from his last appearance. It's great to have Mr. Evans. Tom, so great having you here on the show. And we should add that the captain's a little under the weather. So it's not even a substitute. You are worthy of any type of appearance on this program. I want you to know that. But we wish the captain well in recovering. But quite a weekend it was as we tried to figure this whole mess out in the Middle East, which was escalated with an Iranian strike, first time ever as far as from Iran with the drones and whatnot, Tom, sure. into Israel intercepting it. Give me a sense of everything that you witnessed here. Go ahead, and welcome.
Well, Jay, first of all, thanks for having me on. Big doings in the Middle East for Iran. First time in history, like you mentioned, that Iran has attacked Israel from their home state with these drones and these missiles and so forth. You know, it goes back to the early days of the Biden presidency. I mean, he has projected weakness basically all over the world since the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. And don't forget, basically telling Russia that a small incursion in Ukraine would somehow be acceptable. Yeah. All that did is embolden the bad actors around the globe, including Iran. Iran, Jay, is a bully. And as we all know, what do you do with a bully? You got to punch him right in the face, right? Well, you know what's crazy, Jay? Obama, he picked Biden as his vice president because of his foreign policy chops. Can you believe that? It's just mind-boggling. So what do we do with Iran? Do we appease them with money and promises like Biden wants to do, or do we punch him in the face?
Well, that's what it's all about. Tom, you're right. You are 100% right. You never appease with strength and weakness together.
Right.
You know, it's strength by showing strength, not by weakness, as far as Joe Biden has done it. You mentioned Afghanistan from a couple of years ago, the botched withdrawal. Listen, I even go back, Tom Evans, to the days of the Obama administration. You know, that horrendous deal, the Iran nuclear deal, which was ripped up, and rightfully so, by Donald Trump, only to be resuscitated once again with Joe Biden and all the billions of dollars. Remember that billion in exchange for for the prisoner, you know, $1 billion a prisoner, and then, of course, you know, not sanctioning enough that was supposed to be in play from an economic standpoint with Iran, let them off the hook there, Tom, you know, with the oil and everything else. I mean, they get a lot of revenue as far as the oil production is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, you strangulate them. That's how you get it done. But this administration is so weak that this is what we see around the world with Putin, with Kim, how Iran is going about their business, China, my goodness. I mean, pick a side of the world, and you'll see what I'm talking about here, Tom. Go ahead.
I know. It goes back to Defense Secretary, the late Donald Rumsfeld, when he said, weakness is provocative. And that's what you're seeing play out right now. And let me ask you this. Is this what it looks like when the adults are back in the room? I hated when they said that when Biden won the election. I hate when, you know, the whole group, all this cabinet picks, oh, the adult and his press secretary, oh, the adults are back in the room. This is what the adults back in the room looks like? If that's the case, then bring me the kids back. I'll take the children. What about, you know, Jay, the other day, my granddaughter, she's seven now. She was 6 years old when she said this. I had the news on, and they were talking about Ukraine. And my six-year-old granddaughter said, Grandpa, what are they fighting about? I said, well, basically, honey, they're fighting over land. And this is a six-year-old. She says, why can't they just share the land?
No.
And I said,
common sense, from a seven-year-old.
You win for president.
Common sense. But apparently Tony Blinken doesn't see it that way. One of the worst Secretary of States on record, by the way.
Goodness.
But that's a whole other discussion. So
it is. You know, Jay?
Yeah.
when I was watching the State of the Union, and you know how they all kind of file in, the cabinet people and the president, and they're shaking hands with everybody on each side of the aisle. I'm looking at Blinken. I'm looking at Buttigieg. I'm looking at Kamala. All I picture is that them getting out of a clown car outside the Capitol, and then coming out of the, Austin, the whole group, all these people. It's like it's just one embarrassment after another. That's the way I see it. And talk about embarrassing. How about Iran and those drones that they barely fly fast enough to keep airborne, and they sound like Cessna planes from what I hear. And not only that, they were lit up. They might as well have had a sign on them. They shoot me down. What a show of force that was. I'd be embarrassed. It was like Tyson's Sphinx.
That's pretty much it. Tom Evans with us. So, Tom, where do we go from here? Because there is going to be a response. There has to be a response by Israel. There has to be. Where do we go? Because Joe Biden has opened up his mouth once again and put his foot in it by stating that he will not participate in any offensive or counteroffensive by Israel here. Why not telegraph your every move, Joe? It works, no question.
Right.
But in essence, where do we go from here as far as Israel? Do you think they will counter this attack in some sort of way? And when do you think?
I think that they will counter. They say that that revenge is best served cold, they say. So it could be a while. But maybe not. I think that Israel, the people of Israel, are going to demand it. We would demand it if it happened to us. But like you said, Biden indicates a hands-off policy to Israel's response to Iran. But I do think that they will respond. I don't know when they're going to do it, but I think it'll be a strong, certainly a lot stronger than what Iran did to Israel. But Israel's a strong country, and they know what strength is. We might not know that here right now under this administration, but Israel certainly does. And I think, I can't say when it's going to be, but I think it will be a strong and certain response over in Iran. And then what goes on from there? Iran can't stand up to Israel. You know, let me tell you this. If we have another 4 years of this nonsense, Jay, Iran will end up with a nuclear weapon. And that is a really, really scary thought. That cannot be allowed to happen. And I think that if things get really heated after Israel's response to Iran, I think there will come a point where we're going to have to step in. There are
no,
biggest
no doubt. Tom Evans with us. Yeah, peace by weakness is not the best way to go at this point in time. Somebody better tell Joe Biden that. This all has to do, ladies and gentlemen, with the taking out of one of the top generals back in Damascus, Tom, back on the 1st of April. As far as this retaliation is concerned, and right now, Netanyahu, the prime minister, Bibi Netanyahu, has heard a lot. He's heard a lot from Joe Biden trying to de-escalate here. Listen, we all know why Joe Biden is asking him to de-escalate. It's about political purposes. That's really the reason. It's unfortunate, but that's the reason. This is why we are in such a frenzy right now around the world. We don't even have funding secured, by the way, as far as Capitol Hill for Israel, all the aid and everything else. So at this point in time, you know, it's kind of a wait-and-see approach, but it doesn't help. It doesn't help Netanyahu and company that the president of the United States said, you know what, I'm not going to participate. Whatever you do, whatever you do, don't count on the United States as far as backing the top ally forever here. Let's have Iran get their way and everything else. He's basically saying, back off, Bibi. Back off. You know what? You intercepted everything they gave to you. Back off. You don't need retribution here. Is that unbelievable?
It is.
Here's the thing. How do you quell the area, Tom? You cut off the head of the snake.
Of course.
The snake is Iran. Yep. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. Cut off the head of the snake. It used to be a point in time where it meant something as far as being a world power, the United States of America. My goodness. We have dropped off in that regard, Tom.
We need it back. To your point, about it being political, why we're not backing Israel so much.
Yeah.
I heard this the other day, and I thought it was kind of funny. Biden, you might have heard this. Biden, he does have a two-state solution. Minnesota and Michigan.
Dibble.
That's what it's about. It's all about getting the, he needs to win those states in order to win the election, get win back the election. And that's what it's all about. You know what's another thing that really, really bothers me, and it doesn't get enough media attention? You know, and some people forget, we still have American hostages being held in Gaza. I don't even know their names. Nobody talks about them. Really? This is where we're at. We should be on that every day. Those names, those faces should be plastered across the screens of our networks every day so Americans won't forget that we still have hostages in Gaza. American hostages.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's unbelievable. I guess Biden's message to Iran when asked, went a long way, didn't it, Tom?
Oh, come on. That's embarrassing. Don't. Really? Don't. Well, guess what? They did. So don't doesn't work. I know it's easy to remember. He probably doesn't even need a note card to remember don't. And, you know, Kamala's running around. She's saying don't. But come on. Don't. We have people in this country right now, groups of protesters that are shouting death to America in our country. Did you ever think, Jay, that you would see that?
No, I don't. Don't's the magic word. Don't's the word also used in the ice cream shop. When asked if you don't mind, Mr. President, a little chocolate, a little vanilla on the chocolate chip, do you mind? You know what he said? Don't. You know, apparently he thinks it's kind of a universal claim, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Mr. President, what if the toilet seat's not down in the White House? Don't. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, enough is enough. I tell you, Tom, as comical as it seems, it is beyond reproach. You said it right. Uh-huh. It's like a clown show. Oh, by the way, you missed out on Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy. Wonderful Secretary of Energy we have. We go on and on. But
yeah.
All in all, a very dicey time right now.
It sure is. It sure is. Real quick, Jay, not to get off the subject, but I will anyway. Where were you? Where were you during the Bronco chase? Were you on the air?
No. Believe it or not, I was watching Knicks Rockets.
Okay.
On that night in 94, early evening, watching Knicks Rockets, and all of a sudden we got another picture on the screen of Al Cowan driving that white Bronco with OJ in the back with a gun to his head.
Unbelievable. So, surreal.
Yeah. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk it? What do you think of the latest reports of the possible Gambino family being involved as far as, you know, the hits and everything else that was passed on from OJ to those folks as far as the killing of his ex-wife? Listen, you know, I've always maintained the fact that not only was OJ involved, not necessarily as far as brandishing the weapon, but having other people do it. I've always had that belief because of the amount of injuries and everything else, Tom. Listen, it's just the theory I have. Just the theory.
Right.
But
it should have been a blood evidence case.
No doubt. And mishandled by the LAPD with all that they did. My goodness.
I know.
Trying to frame a guy and using, you know, the chemical with the blood and everything else, the bloody sock. I mean, that's, forget it.
Right.
Then you throw in Furman's testimony with all that nonsense. And, you know, that was the loophole right there. That was the loophole.
Van Etter,
you don't another winner.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Who knows? I don't know, but it was surreal, the whole load. I was fascinated by it, and I was watching the Knicks like you were when the whole thing. I was at work, actually. I was working at district court, and I was watching that when with one of my buddies. We were just checking in on the game while we were at work, and that's when it all kind of unfolded. But I followed that trial all the way through, and I was fascinated by it. Yeah. And I do believe, I think he was the killer, and he was the only killer. I just think it was a crime of passion. I think Goldman was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the blood evidence, I mean, basically he might as well signed his name in the blood at the scene, the blood to the Bronco and then on to Rockingham. So I think
they had him dead to rights without question,
yep.
But, that's what happens when you have a dream team of attorneys, trying to find that one opening there. And they found it.
They sure did.
Tom Evans, ladies and gentlemen, what a job he does with the captain as far as the captain's brief, Saturday mornings at 11 right here on LI News Radio. We'll keep an eye on things, Tom. Look forward to having you on next time, especially during another round of panelists you will be included. I'll have an announcement on that this week. We'll figure out the date for next week, but we appreciate it with the roundtable. Tom has done an unbelievable job. We look forward to having you on again, my friend.
Looking forward to it, Jay. Thank you.